The Rishonim ask a stira between two Gemaras and Shas that discuss the mitzvah of giving Teichacha of Heicheach Teichir Samisecha. One Gemara is in Irchin, Daf Tesayin, where the Gemara says, Ad Heichon, until when, until what point is a person Mechuyev to give Musar to his friend if the person is being over an Aveiro? Until what point is it your responsibility to try to prevent someone else from being over an Aveiro? The Gemara brings down three shittas as to the extent of the obligation of Heicheach Teichiach Esam Yisecha. Rav Omar, until he actually physically hits you. You're supposed to give him Musar, tell him to stop doing the Aveira, or try to say something to prevent him from doing an Aveira. And if he doesn't listen to you, you keep trying until it comes to the point where he physically is assaulting you. That's the first Man Yomar. The second Man Yomar holds, Ad Klolo. You don't have to go so far that you have reached the point where he's actually hitting you, but if he's already cursing you, that's already sufficient, and you are mekayim your mitzvah of Teichacha. The third opinion is Ad Nezifa. Even if he hasn't yet cursed you, but if he's angrily responding to you to stop bothering him, and he's upset at you, that's adequate, and you are ready, we're mekayim your chiyuv of Heicheach Teichir Samisecha. So these are three opinions as to the extent of Heicheach Teichir, and it's axiomatic in this Gemara that if you just tell the person once to stop doing an Isser, and he, you know, disregards your Teichacha, you're mechuyev to continue trying. And the question just is, how far does it go? Does he have to actually hit you, or curse you, or get upset at you? But certainly, after one time, you're not done your chiyuv. You're not completely yoytzein the chiyuv of Teichacha. You have to keep on trying until you have reached the point of no return, until there's no chance anymore that the Teichacha will ever be effective. The Rambam, in fact, paskins, like the shita of Rav, that you're mechuyev to give someone Teichacha until it comes to the point where he's actually hitting you. So this is the Gemara in Erchin, that the chiyuv of Teichacha continues until the point where the person actually is coming to physical blows and is actually assaulting you in order to get you to stop bothering him. The Rishonim ask that there seems to be another Gemara that clearly contradicts this premise. The Gemara is in Yevamos Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Kishem shemitzvah loymar dover hanishma. Just like it's a mitzvah to tell someone musar if it's going to be effective, so too it's a mitzvah shaloy loymar dover shaloy nishma. Something that you know will not be heeded, the guy won't listen to you, it's a mitzvah to refrain from saying it. There's no point of saying it. If anything, it's going to be counterproductive, and it can only do harm, and it cannot help the situation at this point. So Mamela says the Gemara, just like it's a mitzvah to tell someone Musar if you think it will be effective, so too, if the guy won't listen to you, don't say it. Don't give him Teichacha. You're better off keeping silent. The question is that this Gemara seems to be says to the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin seems to say that the mitzvah of Teichacha continues unabated until the guy is actually about to hit you. And when it comes to the Gemara in Yevamos, we're saying that if the guy you feel won't listen to you, there's no mitzvah of Heicheach Teichir Samisecha. So there are several approaches in the Rishonim as to how to reconcile these two Gemaras. Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid in Sefer Chassidim says a chiddush, and he wants to say that perhaps when it comes to a father and a son, it's a unique relationship, and in that case, you're supposed to keep giving your son Musar, even if he didn't listen to you the first time, because since you have a very close bond with your son, we assume that he won't come to hate you if you keep pestering him to stop doing an Aveira. Mashenkin, says the Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid, when it comes to other relationships, Once you see that the guy won't listen to your mussar, there's no mitzvah of hechech techech. So according to Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid, when the Gemara in Yevamah says, don't give mussar if it won't be listened to, that's talking about regular relationships between two individuals. And when the Gemara in Erechin says that you're supposed to continue giving mussar until the guy is hitting you, that is talking about the father and the son. The Nemuki Yosef has a different mahalach. The Nemuki Yosef says that the difference between the two Gemaras is whether we're talking about giving teichacha to a yochid, an individual, or we're talking about giving teichacha to a rabbin. When it comes to a yochid, a person is mechoyev to keep trying to get the guy to change his ways and to stop doing averis, even if the first time around the guy didn't listen to you. And that is what the Gemara in Erechin is referring to, a personal relationship between you and this fellow, where you're supposed to keep on giving teichacha until it comes to the point of hakol. When the Gemara in Yevamah says that it's a mitzvah, shaloi loimar dovar shaloi nishma, that you shouldn't be giving mussar if it's not going to be effective, that Gemara is talking about giving mussar to a rabbin. In that case, if you think that it won't be effective, you should not give mussar, because you don't, that type of mussar will be counterproductive. A third shita is the shita of the smag. The smag says that the difference between the two Gemaras is very simple. Is it 100% clear that the person will not listen to your teichacha? Is it clear that your teichacha will go completely disregarded and completely it will go to waste? That is the difference between the two Gemaras. The Gemara in Erechin, where it says that the chiyuv of a teichacha continues until the point of hakol, that's referring to a case where every single time you approach this fellow, you feel that there's a small chance, albeit small, that he might listen to you and rectify the situation. And in that case, the chiyuv of teichacha continues until the point of hakol. The Gemara in Yevamos, where it says that if you don't think he'll listen to you, there's no mitzvah of teichacha, that's referring to a case where you know he won't listen to you. You know the circumstances, you know the situation, you know the relationship, and you know that this guy will disregard your mussar. In that case, says the Smag, there is, in fact, no chiv of teichacha fakert. Giving mussar to that such a person is counterproductive. The only thing it will lead to is animosity. That's the shita of the Smag. The Ramah in Siman Tov Reish Ches paskins like the Nemuki Yosef. And the Ramah paskins that it depends on whether you're giving the teichacha to a rabbim or you're giving teichacha to a yochid. So according to the Ramah, the distinction between the two Gemaras is very simple. When the Gemara in Erechin says the mitzvah of teichacha continues until the point of hakah, until he's actually hitting you, that's referring to a case where it's a yochid. And in an individual relationship, the chiyuv continues until the point of hakah. Ashein kein, zok de Ramah, when it comes to the Gemara in Yevamos, where it says that you shouldn't give mussar if it won't be heated, that is referring to giving mussar to a rabbin. In that case, you're not supposed to continue if it's not going to be listened to. Rather, says the Ramah, and Mukhi Yosef says this as well, you are supposed to give mussar at least once to the rabbin and let them know that you feel that they should stop doing what they're doing. But if that wasn't effective and you don't think any further mussar would be effective, you should stop right there and abstain from giving any mussar to this rabbin in the future. However, even though, according to the psak of the Ramah, what should emerge is that when it comes to a yochid, a person should in fact continue giving mussar even after it was rejected the first time, until the point of hakah, until the guy is actually assaulting you physically. Nevertheless, many poskim say that the minig is to be mekel and not to give teichacha even to a yochid if it's going to the waste, if it's not effective at all. And there are a couple of svaras presented by the achronim as to explain why this is so, why in fact the minig has become not to give teichacha where the teichacha won't be properly listened to. Many Achroinim point out, the Menachas Chinuch, and others say, that perhaps if the person who's doing the Aveira is a Mumer, then there is no mitzvah of Teichocha at all, because the Pasuk says, Haichech Teichich is Amisecha. Amisecha means, Itcha b'mitzvah, it has to be Amisecha, someone who's your fellow Jew, someone who's Itcha b'Torah mitzvah, who's observant like you, someone who is similar to you, who is in the same category as you, and someone who's a mummer, who doesn't keep the mitzvahs at all, that type of person, even though he's a Jew, is not considered a part of the mitzvah of Teichocha, and to that person, you don't have the chiyuv of giving musr, even if he won't accept your musr. However, other poskim say that no, even if this premise is true, that the mitzvah of Teichocha does not apply to a mummer, because he's not nichlal in the pasuk, Amisecha, and therefore the mitzvah of Haichech Techich does not apply to such an individual, that may not ring true when it comes to the people today who are non-observant. Because many non-observant Jews today are Tinoik Shenishba, according to many Paiskim. They have the status of a Tinoik Shenishba, and it's not considered a fault of their own that they don't keep the Torah mitzvahs. It's a result of them not being brought up properly. Therefore, some Paiskim say that you will, in fact, include them in the Pasuk of Amisecha, since they don't have the full-fledged status of a mummer, and therefore, you should have the Chiyuv of Teichocha to the Tinoike Shenishba that we have among us today. The Chazon Ish has a very important heter, and the Chazon Ish is the svar that's used most predominantly in the Heintike Poskim when it comes to justifying why we tend not to give Musar to people who are, let's say, Mechal Shabbos, or to people who are doing Averis, and we feel that if it's not going to be listened to, it's not going to be adhered, the Musar, we don't actually go ahead and give the Musar. The Chazon Ish says, a Yesod. He says he's going to explain why there's no real Mumarim, there's no real Mumar among us in our society today. And he explains that the reason is because even though they may have committed some Averis, they never really received proper Musar. They never really received proper Teichocha, and therefore, since they haven't really received proper Musar, they can't be completely faulted for their lack of observance. Says the Chazon Ish, people do give them Musar. So what does that mean that they don't receive the proper Teichocha? Says the Chazon Ish, we simply do not know how to give Musar properly. We don't know how to be Mekayim this mitzvah properly and adequately. And therefore, it's not considered that they received Teichocha even though they are given Teichocha. Because the Teichocha that they're given is simply not adequate. Memela, say many Paiskim, since we today are not properly equipped in giving Teichocha properly, Memela, usually the Teichocha we would give is going to be counterproductive, and therefore if we feel that it's not going to be helpful, we should just refrain from giving the Musar entirely, if in fact we have this feeling that it won't be accepted, and Fakarid, it might alienate those that receive it. So that is the main limud schus given for the people who don't give Musar properly, and that is that we don't simply have the ability to properly give Teichocha as they did many years ago. But Avada, even today, if you see a situation in which you think giving Teichocha would help prevent an Isser from being violated, then there is, in fact, a Chiv of Teichocha even today.